to go ahead and open up the DTE Common Sense Hotline. It's 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. No matter where you are, you can get a hold of the program here across the country, around the world, 888-900-9966, the DTE Common Sense Hotline. Let's see, we've got Freddie checking in from California this morning, watching on Pluto TV, America's Voice News on Pluto. Freddie from California, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Steve. How are you doing, sir?
Doing well. Where are you in California?
Near Fremont. Like about 30 minutes away from San Francisco.
Yeah, I was watching videos. I wonder, because I was watching videos out of Oakland that were in overnight. People partying in the streets and carrying on, big groups of people, and I'm thinking, they're not getting it there.
It's crazy.
It's insane.
Gloves, you know. It's crazy. Well, this thing started, Steve, and from China, from Wuhan, probably November last year. And China keep a lot of that on underground, right? Keep it secret.
Correct.
Because the communist country didn't want to reveal everything. Now, look at the rap right now. Nobody is putting their face. Like, in China, start this, you know. They should, well, November start, they're putting the people in the lake, put them, killing them. If the vaccine is going to come out probably September or maybe next year, we don't know, right?
Right, we have no idea.
It's increasing every day. Look at the people dying every day. The guy, from the anchor of CNN, Chris Cuomo, just got it yesterday, you know.
Yeah, he tested positive. I saw that, Chris Cuomo, the brother of the New York governor, by the way. You probably knew that, Freddie. And, yeah, it continues to spread. Although California is in better shape, as is the state of Washington, than New York and New Jersey, it seems that some mitigation was done there. But if you folks don't stop partying in the streets, it's going to be problems in places like the Bay Area, it would appear, right?
You know, people are just stupid, you know. See, they're stupid.
Yeah, I'll give
people
you that.
Don't care. It's like, because if I was the president of the United States or governor, I'd tell people, do not play in the park, stay home.
Just stay home, man. So stay alive.
If you want to go shopping, make sure you wear a mask, make sure wear gloves.
Well, you know, that's a funny thing you mentioned that. And, Freddie, I'm going to get to that. Greatly appreciate you checking in, by the way. Freddie, thank you for watching the Steve Greer Show. Thank you for coming to the No Panic Zone, because we're going to keep it together here. People like you, Freddie, with a level head, we're going to get through this thing together, because we're Americans. We're going to figure it out together. Freddie was watching on Pluto TV in California today. But the folks that told you not to wear masks, that was all wrong. We're going to get to that a little bit later in the program, but that was all wrong. You should have been wearing a mask. According to 38 new studies that I've got, 38 new studies. You know, the media and the people, it'll be worse for you if you wear a mask. It's simply not true. Simply not true. By the way, federal agencies were warned about ventilator shortages decades ago. Decades ago. It goes back at least 20 years. The first big warning came in 2003 after the first SARS pandemic. The administration of George W. Bush warned by federal agencies like the Government Accounting Office and others that if there were a pandemic in the United States would not be prepared. We would not have the gear needed on hand to battle that pandemic. The same thing happened in 2009, 10, and 11 during the Barack Obama administration. Warnings were given. After the swine flu pandemic, warnings were given. If this were worse, if this were a true worldwide pandemic, America would not be ready as far as the gear we have on hand to battle the pandemic, and yet here we are. Here we are. We've wasted money on how many things? We've sent billions of dollars to other countries to build hospitals. We've sent billions of dollars to other countries to buy medical equipment. We've sent billions of dollars to other countries to do all of these things. And we're unprepared. We're fighting back, no question. Company after company after company jumping in, producing masks and personal protection equipment and face masks, all of it. But we've been warned for 20 years. We did not heed the warning. Democrats, Republicans, skipped it. Then you watch people like Dianne Feinstein cash in on all of it for millions of dollars. That's a story for a different day. And William Burr, Senator Burr and Senator Feinstein cashing in on all of it. By the way, cashing in is something that the Kennedy Center also did. The Kennedy Center, of course, that's part of the $2 trillion stimulus plan, because the Kennedy Center for Performing Arts needed to to be part of that $2 trillion stimulus. $25 million they got from the bill last week. And then you know what they did? Yesterday? They laid off everybody. They took their $25 million and laid everybody off. Just after they got the bailout, the musicians and the orchestra and so forth were told, yeah, that $25 million isn't going to cover your paycheck, pal. Pack it up, get it out. You with the oboe, you're gone. Nice, right? And you wonder why people drink. I don't wonder. You wonder. Alcohol consumption in America booming right now. Go figure. Less than a week after the shutdowns have become even more widespread, alcohol consumption is exploding in America. You can go figure. Distilleries and beer manufacturers, because it can be produced and shipped. Now, some distilleries producing hand sanitizer. But I'm talking about the bottles that were on the shelf to begin with. All still getting used. Because Americans are sitting home. Oh, I might as well have a beer. Ch-ch-ch. Might as well have another one. Ch-ch-ch. Honey, I'm going to have an easy up on the beer and the liquor. But alcohol sales exploding, as you can imagine right now. No surprise there. Alcohol consumption surging. Let's see. Where is it? I don't have the actual number for how much beer and liquor we're using, but just trust me on this. My vision's a little blurry. Maybe I was up too late. Kidding. It's 51 after on a Wednesday. It's April Fool's Day. I was fooling you there, wasn't I? But I'm not kidding about the alcohol consumption. Take it easy out there, all right? You don't have to drink it all in one sitting. Trust me on that. It is April Fool's Day, Wednesday. You're in the no panic zone. This is the Steve Gerber Show. Quick break. We'll be right back.
An important message from Jerry Norcia, president and CEO of DTE Energy.
The coronavirus pandemic is challenging all of us, but it's especially important to support our neighbors in need. While our dedicated DTE employees work tirelessly to ensure reliable energy, the DTE Foundation is working with community partners across Michigan. We're providing more than 100,000 families with critical support services, including more than 1 million meals. Together, we'll power through this.
DTE. Jerry Norcia, president and CEO of DTE Energy.
We at DTE care deeply about all the communities where we live and serve. Our top priority during this crisis is the health and safety of our employees and customers. So our crews are focusing only on work that's critical to ensure reliable energy and quick response to emergencies. If you experience challenges due to medical conditions or loss of income, contact us. We want every one of our customers to have energy to stay safe and warm.
DTE.